Hey, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I just love being here talking to you and giving you today, which I feel is the latest news from the spiritual hierarchy. Tonight, we are going to have a conference call. For those of you who are familiar with this, we connect people who are on the line with the masters, and a different master will come and, you might say, be the master of ceremonies. And tonight, Yeshua is talking about the new year. And I wanted to bring forth some of his message today because I think there were important things that he is discussing. But before I do, I want to go back to an Akashic reading that I had done some time ago. For those of you who are familiar with the work that I do and also present on this radio show, we work with the cherubim in the center of the cosmos who are in charge of the universal Akashic records. And these records contain all the experiences that a soul journeyed from the time that the soul came into spiritual existence to the present moment. And the information that we can get from this source is just so fascinating. And I just wanted to touch base on this because it has to do with some of the words that Yeshua is bringing forth about this new year. And what I had asked of the cherubim to show me the information in the Akashic records that had to do with the heart. And the question was, can we think with our hearts and what is the purpose? And it's a fascinating reading because they told us about the intention of the Elohim that when the body was brought into form, that it should be governed by love, and that the cells that were used with the human heart were of a variety of cells that linked the limbic system to the emotional system. And they went on to say that this is a checkpoint that was placed in the body so that love would be the motivational factor in the development of the species. Love was the essence of the Creator, and it would be the pattern for the development of the human form. And they went on to say that as the human race would develop spiritually, these cells would be more integrating into the governing process of the emotional responses, and so that would be the motivating factor to develop the spirit in the bodily form. And this is the integral part of what some call the Adam-Cadman body. I'll just read a little bit more because this is not anything that you don't really know, but I think the explanation is kind of interesting how it develops those thoughts. And so these energies that are coming to Earth, and by the way, so many people are telling me how they are being affected by these energies. These energies are needed to synthesize the spirit, which we call soul, with the outside force called the Holy Spirit, which is really the voice of God. Once these two forces, and so the two forces is the soul and the voice of God, are united into one voice, then the neural cells in the heart will be directly united to the neural cells of the brain. Might sound a little complicated, but basically what it means is that our thoughts are going to govern everything as long as these thoughts in the brain and in the heart are of love and compassion. When we get to that point, the brain and the heart are going to be governed through one heart. And this, my friends, is what the Akashic Record says will be the unification of what is considered the Admin-Cadman body to the soul force. They further say that if we are aware of this, then this process of integration between the heart and the brain will be quickened. I wanted to start with that because, as I said, we know this on some level, but when you get a little bit of science behind it, where we understand how different cells in different parts of the body are connected to one another, we get receive a better idea as to just how this works. We all know that we have to have a heart that is open to compassion and love if we're going to advance. But I thought that reading was interesting. It's not the complete reading, but it's interesting because it explains how the Elohim worked with, you might say, putting the body together. Anyway, before I get into what Yeshua says about this next year, if you wish to call in and chat, the number here is 877-876-5227, and we welcome your questions, as we are going to be talking about how spirit or the spiritual forces sees the next year that is coming. What Yeshua talks about is the new energies. And there are a lot of people on the internet and people who channel information. They talk about the different gates that this information is coming through. And we're certainly not saying anything different other than the source of this energy is the Eye of Isis. And for those who are familiar with the conference calls and who have been on the conference calls, they have an understanding of the Eye of Isis in the sense that this is something that Archangel Michael has been talking about since the early part of this year. There was a collision, a very great collision that happened 2,000 years ago in the cosmos. This collision between star systems was so far away from us that it has just arrived. The particles are just arriving to our solar system and to the Earth in particular in enough force that it is now making a great deal of change in our DNA and in our physical body. So there's a lot going on with this energy, no matter what you call it. There's a lot going on. As Yeshua discusses, these particles are helping to remove some of our food that we have eaten in the past that was not wholesome, was not combined properly, that has caused a dross in the system. We do breathe in pure air. There are particles there that have come from industry, that have come from other continents, and also our thinking that has been in error. We have thought things in the past that perhaps were negative, either things that we thought or attitudes that we have inherited through our DNA, through our ancestors. All of this has to be cleared, and this new energy that is coming through is one of the things that is helping to clear this. Now, what that means is, especially for those who have not been doing any clearing as we have gone along, it's causing a lot of, we're finding pains in the body, we're finding fatigue, so that things are coming up that we're not recognizing as ours. We might feel depressed, not knowing that gee, there's nothing I really have to be depressed about, but we're feeling this. And it is these energies that are bringing to the surface things that have been locked into the physical in some fashion. This was the beginning of Yeshua's message. He speaks of how this energy is changing the human DNA, the communication between body, organs, systems, and the thinking mind. This is why I've read the information from the Akashic Records, because it is the thinking mind that that reading was discussing, that when we use compassion and love, and that's the motivating force, that that is what is going to connect the Adam Cadman body to the soul force. So there's a lot coming up this next year, isn't it? Yeshua talks about how the souls were created. It's a beautiful thought. And he asked us to dwell on this picture for a moment. When the souls were called forth, there was a creation table that, if you could see this with the human eyes, it would seem like eternity itself. You have no comparison to this upon earth. The closest thing to this creation table would be the entire cosmos itself. The creative forces used particles of themselves to bring forth the souls. There was present the intention of Source as to what jobs you would fulfill based upon a tree of life. In other words, you were part of a plan that took Source many eons to think about and eventually bring forth your destiny. There were colors and sounds that was part of this creation, but understand that the central portion of the soul and the main operational force was the emotion of love. So, my friends, there is a lot of discussion about love. And that is because these particles that were used to create our soul was particles of Source. If we could have seen it, it would have looked like a giant 4th of July celebration. And all of these particles coming forth out of an incredible, brilliant white light, which was Source themselves. And these particles flew forth and gathered on this creation table that Yeshua discusses. And they whirled and they compacted. And there were colors and sounds and the vibration of life that was stirred into the soul coming forth. In some of the readings, some of the words that I found particularly beautiful was when the soul first came out of nothingness and understood and were faced with the beauty of what and who they were. I can just imagine their spiritual eyes dazzled in, what shall we say, surprise and awareness. 1 second they were not, and in the next nanosecond they were. And there they were, facing the brilliant light of the Creator. I send this picture to you. It was a beautiful scene, and when we open the records, we see this again, the soul coming forth out of nothingness, suddenly facing their Creator, a momentous moment in every soul's history. So, getting back to the Eye of Isis, we have a caller. And your name, please.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, this is the first time that I've listened to your show.
Well, welcome. We are so glad to have you here.
Well, thank you. I have visited your website, however, so I feel very blessed. And I'm not sure what the format is, but wondering what information you would have for me.
Are you referring to what information might be in the Akashic Records? Is that your question?
Sure.
Well, people who give a psychic reading will give information like that. This is not exactly a psychic reading in the sense that what is in your records is tremendously large. These records go from that point when you first came into existence to the present moment. And so what we usually need to do is to formulate a question that we can send the cherubim to a particular part of the record so that they can open it up to that part and we can retrieve that information.
Okay.
Because what you're asking is so general. That is why it is difficult not to have some sort of inquiry from the individual. So is there something in particular that you want to know?
Well, it could be I'm having financial differences right now. And
now when you say differences, what do you mean by differences?
Struggles. I have worked in temporary positions. I'm actually starting a new position in January. But in the meantime, there's about a month lapse of monetary income. So just wondering about the lessons regarding that or...
Did I understand you correctly, though? You do have a job that is on the horizon, correct?
Right. I start on Wednesday, January 2nd.
Well, it sounds to me, though, like your problem has been solved in that respect.
There's about a month lapse of time for income.
And so you're worried about that month?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, it'll be 5 weeks, actually, difference.
Uh-huh.
So just wondering about the, my opportunity.
Are you going to ask about your opportunity in this new job?
Well, I was thinking about my opportunity in participating in lack of income.
In other words, you're concerned about this year, this month, and what you're going to do with regards to this.
Right.
Well, let me ask you this first. As a human being, what do you think your answer is in this regard? I know that you're concerned about it. But let's suppose one of your friends had this problem. What would you say to them?
Well, I've been counseling myself, and I've been in this position, not exactly, but similar position, and I've been able to create or manifest funds, and so right now it's that doubt, that little bit of a doubt. So just wondering what the opportunity is. Let's say if you dip into the Akashic Records, what is prompting this to occur again, and how will this...
Okay, now we've got a question that I think we can get an answer for that will be satisfying. In other words, this event has come up again where you have had a challenge in manifesting funds. And the real question here is, why has it come again? Is that a fair statement of what you want to know?
Why has it come again, or what lesson may I learn so I can move forward?
Okay, now see, this is very well put. This is succinct enough that I can get an answer for you that I think will be of assistance. So, it's very wise of you to question this, because usually when a similar incident has come up in your life, it is because perhaps there was something that was left undone in the first round. And I can understand what you're saying. You don't want to go through this again.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Cindy, let's see what we can find for you, dear. It takes a minute for me to connect. And
okay.
Yes, we will get the answer for you, though.
Thank you.
What I am seeing right now is there is a cherubim standing there with your book of records. And they show me the cover first. Your cover is brown, which is the majority of the records. And that means that when your soul was created, it was created on a, I don't want to say a note or a sound. It was created with the desire implanted in your soul to work according to the aspect of love. Now, a librarian, for instance, would be acting on the love of books, of knowledge. If you were a teacher, you would still be following that course in the sense that the teacher would still be operating under love in the sense of the love and willingness to be able to teach the young and transfer information. So it would be a love of knowledge. And so you, according to the cover on your book, was one that was created to be working with this aspect of love in some manner. The cherubim, and this is good to understand because to discover mission, your mission that you chose for this year, with the desire to bring forth the best possible results, there needs to be love that you can express in some fashion with your journey or the work that you are undertaking. And so if you're having difficulty finding that aspect of love in your profession or your occupation or your job, it will be difficult for you over the long term to stay with the job. Do you understand that?
It will be.
In other words, it's not going to satisfy you unless you're expressing love in some fashion.
Exactly. Okay. I agree with that.
Okay, that kind of fits the way you feel about things, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, so that's why you're feeling this way, because your soul has been implanted with that desire to love. So let's see, when they open up the cover, they're taking me to a specific page. And on that page, they are showing me you standing before, there is, when we come into this lifetime, there is a board, so to speak, and on this board are higher elevated beings that work, you might say, as an advisory board. The members on this board changes because it's a very difficult, it has a lot of responsibility, and so souls will gather, and it's your guardian angel is there always, and they're showing me that in your case you have two guardian angels. They have been with you since the very beginning, and they are suggesting that turn to them more than you do. They're showing me these two guardian angels on either side of you, and it is like you're looking ahead and you're not paying enough attention to them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They have great interest in guiding you, and they could offer help and guidance if you would but listen to them. And so one of the things that they are suggesting is that you find a quiet moment during the day at some point, and try and do this the same time each day when you do it. Play some music that would help set the scene, so to speak, or work with a candle. Find a way that will help soothe the conscious mind to get beyond that and work with your guardian angels. Just ask them to come forth that you have a desire to work with them and help guide you. That they are suggesting also that one of the things that you need to do is to connect with your higher mind. That is the soul connection. You have not been working with this, and there is a lot that you could obtain from that. So going back to this moment where you were before the board, one of the things that you wanted to do was to come to Earth at this particular moment in time because there was such great opportunity here. This is the beginning of a great advancement for the human race, and you wish to be a part of that. You wish to ascend. This was your desire. Does that have resonance in your heart?
It does, although I, at some point, I questioned
how you might
do
that.
It didn't feel like it was what I signed up for. and this was maybe 15 years ago when I started awakening and taking metaphysical classes, and I just decided that I must have been crazy because this was not what I signed up for.
Well, let me tell you, Cindy, I think that often myself.
What?
I think of that often myself. Hey, I didn't sign up for this. I will tell you that when you're on the other side, things really look different than when you are here with the everyday problems and situations that you have to face and work out. But
right.
This is what they are showing me, that this is what you had in your mind when you asked to come down into form in this particular lifetime, was to take the high road, the higher path, and this was your ultimate goal. And they had given you advice during that, you might say, like a consultation.
Okay.
They had suggested to you that this would be a difficult lifetime for you, that this was a big jump going from where you were in the previous lifetime to the possibility that was opened in this lifetime. And nevertheless, you decided that this is the way that you would go. And the record indicates that your higher mind is really encouraging you to take this path. Excuse me. You have done some studying, and you probably understand some of the possibilities and the path that one must take to advance. They are also showing me that this road to advancement is a very steep road at times. And that is where you are on right now. The beginning of the path is like a gentle ride. It's easy to walk up that path. You are beyond that. You are at the point where the climb is starting to become steep. And sometimes it feels uncomfortable to you, the struggle. You want it to be easier, and it is not. And so part of that is this feeling of discontent, in a sense, that you didn't realize the work would be so difficult. But they are telling me that you will be successful. Now, one of the reasons that this challenge has, this financial challenge has come to you at this point in time is because it is an opportunity that is given to you, not a conflict, to start to think about your life, and they are saying that you're already doing that. You are starting to think about which path is the correct path, what's going to bring you happiness, and what is right for you. And they are suggesting that now is the time to start working with this, that you have a month, and you have this month to to set up this foundation as to just what you really want to do, the direction in which you are going to move. And when you find that answer, it will be a great enlightenment to you, because they are saying there is a struggle in your heart right now. One side of you wishes to advance, and the other side wishes to rest. Does that make sense?
I didn't hear the second part. One is
in the spiritual path, there
yes.
is one side, where the spiritual path is concerned, there is one side of you that wishes to progress, and the other side wishes to rest.
Oh, yes.
And so
yes.
there is this struggle between the two sides.
Yes.
And that there is a certain amount of turbulence that this is setting up, because you're not at peace with your heart right now. So what they are suggesting that you do during this 30-day period is to take the time and meditate, to think about what is the best thing for you to do. Should you go on the path and work again towards enlightenment, or should you sit back and just not work along that path at all? Cindy, if you would send me your address in email to
sure.
Carolyn@carolynevers.com, I will send you a CD which was a meditation during one of our conference calls in which Archangel Michael was teaching us how to manifest things in our life. And it seems to me that this is what you need right now, is to learn how to manifest things in your lifetime or in your current lifetime.
More
this is one of the things that you need to do. It is a skill that can be learned. So if you're interested in that and you send me your address, I will send you a copy of that CD. And if you practice it, you should be able to manifest money during this period of time that you are waiting.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to say that I am a manifester. It's the consistency that, and usually it's at the times of strife, you know, then that's when it dips. And so thank you.
You have the talent to manifest. If you use this method, you might find this to be more powerful than what you're currently using.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure it is. Because I'm not consistent. do you feel, does it show that one of my opportunities is to assist others in learning other paths, you know, when these types of issues come up?
Well, Cindy, I tell you, dear, we have spent a lot of time here giving you information, and for us to now get into another question, there might be other people who would like some information.
Oh, sure.
Also. So if you'd be kind enough, call us next week with that second question.
Sure, and actually it was the same question, but that's okay. I appreciate the information that you shared, and I'll figure that out. So thanks again.
Okay.
Have
good
a great
talking
day.
To you.
Bless you.
And good luck to you on this new job.
Thank you. I'm very excited. Thank
what,
you.
What
so
field is it in?
Assisting people with unemployment opportunities.
Oh, so you're working with people who have unemployment opportunities that they can help other people with?
I would be helping those people that have unemployment issues.
Now, see what that is. Can you see the love force being used in that work that you're going to be doing?
Absolutely. It's perfect because I'm being heart-based and to mm-hmm. talk with these folks is perfect. And because I've been there.
Yes. You will have the compassion that is needed to help other people. So it sounds to me like you picked the perfect job.
Well, somehow it worked out, didn't it? Synchronistically, I waited for a while. But thank you. I'll let somebody else talk with you, and thank you again. I appreciate it, and I will email you soon.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. For others who might wish to call, our number is 877-876-5227. One of the things that Yeshua will be discussing this evening on the conference call is, well, first of all, he talked about a lot of changes that's happening in the physical, but then he touches on the political scene in the world, and he talks about the pictures of violence, that it is a conflict between those who want freedom and those who wish to control the masses, and that he sees these events being played out in many pockets in the world, and sometimes it's even going to be intense. But he adds to that that these energies that he is talking about, the Eye of Isis, as this energy moves through the human frame and into the surroundings where the people are living, that we're going to see these conflicts move towards harmony. And so I know there are many people out there who have wondered about this, and they're concerned about what seems to be the increasing or escalating violence in the world. And so it seems that the answer to this is already here. It is a case of working through the human heart, working through these areas where people live. And Yeshua also says these energies are irresistible. They cannot be denied. There will be a time when humans will see their souls as their maker sees their souls. And this will be a life-altering event, and it will transform the world. It's a beautiful thought, isn't it? We've all been waiting for this. And for those of us who have been watching these energies, they have been very intense, and they are working their way through our physical at the moment, and soon they will be working through the world. And these answers of violence, as we see it, will eventually fade away. I suspect that there's going to be a lot that's going to transpire between now and then, but it will happen. And so he adds also, those who kill in the name of their religion believe that they are right and they fulfill the desires and laws of their God. Consider for a moment, if they are able to see their soul as their maker sees their souls, it will make a difference in their actions. No longer will they believe their controllers. So yes, there have been many controllers in the world. And we are healing ourselves from that, though we still have more time to go through before that actually comes to pass. The number here is 877-876-5227. Of course, that particular message is much longer than what we discussed at this moment. But it kind of gave you a few of the highlights as to how Yeshua sees this next world or this next year coming to pass, how these energies are going to be so much more intense. There was an individual who asked for a reading with regards to help. And the reading was a very beautiful reading in the sense that it discussed how all of the subsystems are tied together. Actually, it sounded very much like words that Edgar Cayce might have brought forth, that there was the elimination, the assimilation, that had to do, a great deal had to do with food and how we assimilate it and make use of it for the body to be functioning properly. And, of course, a lot of it had to do with thought. Our thoughts had a great deal also to do with how the food was assimilated, how it worked through all the systems, and how all these systems cooperated with one another. It came down to this, that for optimal health, the body needed to be exercised. The physical form was designed to move. And in the beginning, they recommended if one is not exercising, to start walking. To start walking, to think pleasant thoughts, to take digestive enzymes and probiotics, that we needed this as the physical, especially as the physical started to age, that we didn't have these enzymes and probiotics in the body in amount enough to break down the food. So even though the system might seem like it has complex problems, they are the results to heal those are rather simple. To keep the body alkaline. And if you're not aware of what the alkalinity of the body requires, there's a lot on the internet. You know, just look up the alkaline state. The combining of foods was an important thing. Again, there's a lot on the internet about that, but basically it's not combining the proteins and the starches is the main thing, and eating fruits by themselves. So they're really very simple things. The choices that one makes in food, how they combine them, and to work with helping to see that these foods are digested, to take exercise, and to think beautiful thoughts. The number here is 877-876-5227. And if you have a comment or something that you wish to add to what we've already discussed, please feel free to call in and give us your point of view, and we'll accept your question. We also have a toll-free number if you're in Canada, 888-815-9750. The information about the Akashic Records is very interesting. It seems that each one of us carry our own experience in the subtle body that surrounds our physical, and they're all the things that we have done in this lifetime. There seems to be another level, and that is a universal level. There is information here about our solar system, and then from that, different universes have their own records. So there are several places where the history of events are located. They eventually move up through all of the dimensions until they reside with the cherubim. It is the cherubim that hold these records, and sometimes source asks for individual records. There's two groups of cherubim. One group of cherubim holds the records for individuals, and then there is another group of cherubim that moves the vibration that comes from Source moves that throughout the entire cosmos. It is this vibration that is moved by the cherubim that keeps the entire universe in its healthy state, keeping it into form. And as that energy moves around, all the history throughout the cosmos goes with it. And that tape is fed back to Source in the center of the cosmos. So anything that happens in this world, or not in this world, but in the cosmos, is directly funneled back to Source. On my website, Conversations with Caesar, there is a place where it says important messages. And one of the messages is from Caesar. And he was in the center of the cosmos, and he viewed the cosmos as God sees it. That is a very interesting description. You might want to go and read that, because from the viewpoint of Source, they can look out upon the creation that surrounds them, that is in the cosmos, and peer into any aspect of the cosmos that they wish to see. It's a beautiful description. While you're there, you might be interested in a picture that was done of Master Kazumi's energy field. And we can use that picture of Master Kazumi's energy field for healing. People that I know that work with Master Kazumi in the healing process tell me that that is exactly what his energy field looks like. That is an interesting story also, because Master Kazumi sat for a friend of mine, actually came to her and sat for this picture, and she did the best that she could to paint his picture, his energy picture, and she said this was difficult because it was constantly in motion. So for healing, you might go there and use that as a source. Meditate on that picture. Use his energies if you have a particular issue of healing. Folks, we're down here to the last 10 minutes of the show. And if there is someone who has a question, we don't have a lot of time left. The number here is 877-876-5227. So tell me, what do you think the next year is going to bring? What are your concerns? What would you like to see resolved during this next year? Have you had any feelings about the election process coming up? Are the candidates talking about the sort of things that you wish to see resolved? Or do you think they're completely off-center, off-base? How do you see the world forming during this next year? Do you see it in an upward motion? Do you see it in a backward motion? What do you think we as human beings can do to bring forth more positive things in our life? Doing the conference calls with the different masters, one of the things that they constantly tell us is that what we hold in our mind, what we hold in our consciousness, is reflected out to the grid system. And the grid system reflects back to Earth what is in human consciousness. We can make change through our thoughts. I'll stop this for a moment, and we have a caller, and your name, please.
Hello, Carolyn?
Yes.
This is Lila.
Hi, Lila. Delighted to talk with you, dear.
I'd love to talk to you further, but I want to ask you, you were mentioning something about the cruise, and I couldn't find that on your website.
My dear, that was, you know, you were listening last week. Wonderful. Let me tell you about that, Lila. What happened that day is Charlene was not able to do the show, and so she was ill that day, and we asked BBS to play one of the older, one of the previous shows that we had done, and they picked that one, and that was old news. That's why you couldn't find it on the website. So you're ready to go, huh?
Sounds great.
It's one of those things that I still want to do. You know, you have been a faithful follower on the conference calls, and so you have an idea as to how we work with the masters. And
yes,
on the cruise, when we tried to set that up, this is what we wanted to do, was to have people dedicated to a few days on a cruise and to be able to work with the masters individually, just the way we do it on a conference call. It would have been a marvelous experience,
certainly,
but it didn't work out that way. What I would like to do, one of the big things that people were objecting to was the cost. They wanted to attend, but they didn't have the money for a cruise. And so what they have suggested is that we hold something in a hotel or some other place where people can come and it would cost less.
Uh-huh.
And so this is something that hopefully we can do with this next year, is to find a place that would be compatible for a lot of people that would be...
How about Hawaii?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? You wouldn't have very far to go, would you,
right,
dear? I love Hawaii. Certainly is a beautiful, beautiful setting. But you would have the same problem,
right,
with,
yeah,
people flying to Hawaii that you had with people spending money on a cruise.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think what we have to do, because we have more listenership here in the States, is to find a place in the United States that... and so I will throw this out to listeners and to other people who might listen to the archives. If you have some place that you think would make a good setting for a conference, let us know. I think it should be a place also that if people want to spend a couple extra days and do some sightseeing, that there would be some interesting things for people to see. There are some places that come to mind. Well, for instance, Sedona comes to mind, but I don't know if that's been overdone. There's so much that is held in Sedona, and a lot of people might have made pilgrimages there for one reason or another. So outside of Hawaii, Lila, is there something else that comes to your mind?
You mean regarding the
as a place where we could gather for a conference?
I really don't have anything in mind.
No, it's a hard thing sometimes to find a place that people would be able to gather together. But I throw that out to people. I think it would be a marvelous event.
Is it scheduled still for this coming March?
That would be a good time, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, Lila, we are right up here to the minute where we have to say goodbye. And I love talking to you. You're a dear soul, and we are just delighted that you called in. And perhaps we'll be talking to you again tonight, huh?
Sure will.
See you then, dear.
God bless you, honey.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So for those who are listening, we're saying goodbye for now.